Following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome one and all. It is DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's 2024. Jeff and Nicole are back with you once again.
We are back. It's our first show of year 19 of DW60. And, I mean, the year is already off to a great start with Disney news.
There's a lot of stuff.
There is. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the beauty of not having a show for a couple weeks is we have a ton to talk about.
More than enough.
There's been some stuff happening. And we hope you all had a great holiday. We had a very relaxing holiday. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I love going to visit family. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I really do. But not having to drive anywhere, not having to fly anywhere or do anything else. We did a little Christmas Eve football get together with a couple of friends. Mm-hmm. And otherwise we just sat and relaxed and took it easy. And that's a real recharge of the mind, the body, the spirit. I mean, just like everything rolled into one.
Yeah.
And it felt really good.
It did.
But I did miss not seeing family, I will say.
I did, yeah. It was, it's like a good and the bad. Like, yes, we got to rest. Yes, we didn't have to travel anywhere. But it is weird. Like, so much of the holidays is so centered around family. And, you know, we talked to them a lot and FaceTimed and, like, but it's not the same as just, like, sitting around on the couch chatting or sitting around the table or playing games or what have you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Good point. Good point. And for New Year's, we did the same thing. Mm-hmm. We just relaxed and we tried our best to manage the dogs.
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve because they don't do well with fireworks. And that went it was okay. I think our littlest one, Miley, was a little bit more nervous than she ever has been for fireworks.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe because she's a little older or what was going on, but she took it a little harder. Kona, on the other hand,
never been a fan.
Never loved him, but she did okay. And we kind of sat here in the studio and just quietly brought in the new year. You know,
yeah,
it was, which was fine. You and I are just not New Year's Eve party goers.
No,
I never have been.
It's not for us.
No. But. Now, to see what happened at the parks, ooh, goodness gracious, as usual.
It
was crazy busy.
I think I would go. But maybe, I don't know. We joked that maybe you'd need to be medicated in some form or fashion in order to handle it.
I think I would want to go to Epcot.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of going to the Magic Kingdom, I think.
Yes, agreed.
Because you've got those different parties going on throughout the World Showcase. And the New Year's Eve fireworks is nothing too overblown. It's nothing too crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty simple show. But throughout the day, you celebrate New Year's Eve in the different countries, which is really cool. And I think is unique, like over in the UK.
Yeah, they celebrate at midnight in the UK, which is like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
In the
Very
US,
cool.
In Florida.
Yeah. So, and then I would love to do the silent disco that they have over there. That seems like a lot of fun. For whatever reason, why is it that Italy is the place to be for New Year's Eve?
My
goodness gracious. We saw a video of that, and boy, that was a crazy party going on. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Nothing like here at the Davis house.
No. No.
We did not have any fire-breathing things and smoke and strobes and everything else.
Just regular old fireworks.
Yeah. We had, let's see, what did we drink that? We broke open a new bottle of Crown Royal that evening.
Yeah, we tried salted caramel.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Enjoyed it.
Pretty good.
Had some last night, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all around good holiday break. And we are ready for what 2024 is going to bring to us as far as the Walt Disney World Resort goes. And we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. But Nicole's going to start us with, when you talk about crazy things that have started the year off when it comes to, you know, Walt Disney World, it has definitely happened. So
it has. And I'm going to, before I get to like the mad craziness, we're going to talk about some current events. Today is the very first day of the Epcot Festival of the Arts, which focuses on different types of arts. So performance arts with singing and dancing, visual art with painting and sculptures and chalk art, and as well as the culinary arts with the different food booths and how the food is plated comes into play in the Festival of the Arts as well. So this is a lot of people's favorite festival. You and I haven't gotten to spend a ton of time there. I will, I guess, get to enjoy a little bit of it this year, but I want to go. It looks so cool, but I feel like it's just such a short festival that there's not enough time for us to get down there.
Well, it is the shortest festival of the entire year.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a speck compared to food.
Oh, yeah.
But like we said, the Festival of the Arts begins today, January the 12th. And I wanted to point out the new food items that are available at the booths at the festival. So if you've been before, there's always something new. And I wanted to highlight the new items for you so that you can go and seek those out if you're looking to try something new. Over at the Craftsman Courtyard, they'll have two new items on their menu this year. There's going to be a grilled pork belly with salsa verde, broccoli rabe, pickled peppers, and raclette cheese on grilled sourdough, and then the grilled marinated skirt steak with caramelized onions, mushrooms, blue cheese fondue, and arugula on a French roll. The Morocco Pavilion is going to have a chocolate cake with pomegranate mousse and pomegranate whipped cream, and they also have a chai tea mint mimosa, which is made with chai tea, key lime, sparkling wine, and mint. I don't know how I feel about that one, but it's new and I wanted to show it, like point it out to you. The Encanto booth has a passion fruit filled mango cheesecake with coconut pineapple cake, dragon fruit gel, and dragon fruit strawberry sauce. The Canada booth is the gourmet landscapes booth. They're gonna have roasted beets with goat cheese, petite lettuce, blackberry gastrique, and spiced pecans. And that item is also included in the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine, which is the kind of challenge, like the cookie stroll or the fromage montage for Festival of the Arts. It's a Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine.
Right, yeah.
The Deco Delights booth has the Neapolitan Dessert Trio, which has a chocolate tart, a vanilla bean cheesecake, and a strawberry mousse. That's also part of the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine. And the Pop Eats booth, which has the grilled cheese and tomato soup in that pop can, is going to have a Rock the Dots white chocolate and orange mousse with vanilla bean chiffon cake. It's going to be themed to Minnie Mouse. Over in the France booth, I'm going to tell you what the items are, but I'm not going to read the names of them because they're in French, and I'm going to butcher it. I'm not going to do very well, but there's a hot version and a cold version, and then an option where you can get them both. So the cold version is salmon mousse, smoked salmon, dill, and a flaxseed biscuit served cold.
It's interesting.
The hot item is a puff pastry with salmon and spinach and a Chardonnay shallot sauce served warm. Or you can try, they have a menu option where you get one of each. They also have a molten chocolate cake with hazelnut crunch and mango raspberry coulis. And you can wash it down with the new elderflower liqueur cocktail made with Saint Germain liqueur, sparkling wine, and mint.
You can always count on French cuisine.
Delicious.
To just amaze your palate, I guess is the correct term to use.
I feel like that booth just does not miss.
No, it doesn't seem like it. No.
It's always items that are a little more out of the box, but they're always pretty good.
Yeah.
Always pretty good. Yeah. Ending with dessert, the Swirled Showcase booth is going to have a cupcake soft serve.
There you go.
Not a cupcake, cupcake ice cream. Mixing it up a little bit. You can get it in a waffle cone, or you can try the Strawberry Fanta Float with cupcake soft serve. And to end the list is the funnel cake cart. They're going to have a crazy chocolate funnel cake sandwich, which is a mini funnel cake sandwich with vanilla ice cream, rainbow whipped cream, strawberry sauce, powdered sugar, and sprinkles. Sprinkles.
Okay. So I'm not one for New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing. Because 9 times out of 10, within the first 10 days, your resolution has already gone out the door. Mm-hmm. That's just being perfectly honest on it. But this year, I just don't want to try as many sweet things. I want to cut down on the sweets.
More savory.
Yeah, I want more savory things. So obviously what comes to mind first out of this list is the grilled pork belly.
Yeah, right off the bat.
You really just can't go wrong with grilled pork belly. And especially what they're combining it with, I would probably more or less eat about 3 or 4 servings worth of this.
The other one at that booth sounded good too. Steak, caramelized onions, caramelized mushrooms, blue cheese fondue, and arugula. Yeah.
I haven't gone away from my meat and salt.
There's
the two things. I probably need to kick the salt. But grilled pork belly? Mm. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious me. That sounds very good. And I'm sure a lot of people are really going to enjoy a lot of these different things. And I'm curious to see what's the name of the app that we use?
For all the food in the park.
Yes. What's the name of it? It's 2024. I took a few weeks off and I can't remember anything anymore.
I can see the icon.
So, Festival of Food.
Okay, I'm like, I can see it on my phone, like in my head.
It's right there. Yeah. I'll be curious to see all the pictures that are put on the Festival of Food app for all these different things.
I like to see a picture of it first, like before I eat something.
Yeah.
And Disney, only shares a couple of pictures. But I'd be interested to see what some of these more popular items. And there's always like one or two items that end up being the most popular at the festival. So
of course,
I'd be interested to see what that is for this year.
Yeah. So if you're going to be joining Epcot for this festival, get on the Festival of Food mobile app and upload some pictures and give those reviews and everything. And you can download that for Android and Apple devices. We'd love to see your pictures and stuff like that. Or you can send it to us on email if you want, or text us as well with your pictures and let us know what you think of everything. So all that sounds pretty good.
I mentioned the wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine. Mm. And if you're interested in completing the challenge, I have the items that qualify. You'll need to get 5 of these 7 dishes, any 5, whether you have 5 of the same thing, a combination of 2 or 5 different ones. These are the 5 items that qualify. Over at Pop Eats, you can do the tomato soup and grilled cheese, or the tomato soup with pimento cheese, bacon, and fried green tomatoes. You can do at I always get this messed up. Vibrante and Vivido, the chorizo and potato empanada with turmeric aioli. Gourmet Landscapes is going to have that roasted beet dish that we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Goat cheese, lettuce, blackberry gastrique, and spiced pecans. The Deconstructed Dish has their deconstructed key lime pie. The Deco Delights has that Neapolitan dessert trio we mentioned. And Figment's Inspiration Station over at the Odyssey has a blueberry-filled pastry tart with purple icing, which is a Pop-Tart. So those are the seven items that qualify for the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine at the Epcot International Festival of the Arts. So your completer cookie, I believe, is a sugar cookie that looks like a paint palette. Pretty cool looking.
Okay.
Pretty cool looking.
Nothing that includes any cottage cheese?
No, that's Jeff's new favorite.
So yeah, for 2024, over the holidays, I had this out of nowhere craving for cottage cheese. And now I have not gone a single week without it. I don't know what changed.
It's good. It's protein. You can have it sweet with fruit. You can have it savory with, salt and pepper or whatever you want to put in it.
So now I'm going to be looking for it all over the parks.
Cottage cheese.
Where you got cottage cheese at?
Probably on the buffet, on like a salad bar maybe.
Yeah, probably. I want something more creative though, you know. That's what I'd be looking for, so.
Before we get into some of the new changes that have come to the Walt Disney World Resort in 2024 so far, I wanted to share with you some discounts that have been released since our last episode. You know, we're going to talk about what you need to know when you visit, but here's what you need to know before you even start planning so you can take advantage of these discounts and save some money on your upcoming Walt Disney World trip. You can save up to 35% on your resort stay of 5 nights or longer. Similar discounts are available for bookings under 5 nights, but the discount amount will be less. This is valid March 25th through October the 3rd. If you're an annual pass holder, you can save up to 35%, and Florida residents can save up to 30% on stays March 25th through July 7th. Canadian residents can save up to 20% on 5-day or longer Disney World theme park tickets. This deal is valid for date-based tickets between January 11th and September 28th. And then the big one, the one that we were waiting for, the one that we, you know, have been wondering if it was ever going to come back, free dining has returned to Walt Disney World. One of the changes that we'll talk about for 2024 is that the dining plan has returned to Walt Disney World, and now free dining offers have returned as well for Disney Plus subscribers. So if you have a 4-night hotel reservation and a 4-day park hopper ticket package, you can add free dining to your reservation. The quick service dining package is free for value and moderate resorts. And the standard dining package is free for deluxe resorts and deluxe villa guests. If you're staying at a value or moderate and you want the standard dining plan, you can upgrade from the free quick service plan to the standard plan. You just will pay the difference between the two. So you're still getting the value of the free quick service plan in your package. It's still a really, really good offer. That's what you and I have done in the past when we've done free dining.
Yeah.
This offer is valid for July 1st through September 30th, and you will need a valid Disney Plus subscription email address, and the Disney Plus subscriber has to stay in the room. So the time that this can kind of get confusing is, you know, say that you and your husband and your kids are staying in one room and your parents want to stay in the other room. The free dining offer will only be valid for your room unless the grandparents also have their own Disney Plus account that they can link to the email to their reservation in their room. So it is only valid for the room that the Disney Plus subscriber is staying in. But free dining's back, baby. Free dining is back. I was really excited to see that. What did you think about free dining coming back?
Well, I mean, the way I look at it is this. I mean, both opportunities here of a discount or free dining is nothing but beneficial. Mm-hmm. To those guests who are wanting to do a Walt Disney World vacation. The thing that I think people really need to pay attention to is, where are you going to save your money the most? Mm-hmm. So is it going to be that 35% off on a 5-night or longer stay? Or is it going to be that free dining that you're going to be? It's things that, that's the questions that people are going to need to ask, because a lot of people who are going to be going to the Walt Disney World Resort for the very first time have never experienced free dining before. Mm-hmm. We've had discounts in the past, in the last few years, you know, since COVID and stuff like that. They've seen things like that. But free dining is a whole new ball game for that. Also, at the same time, this is just one of those steps, and we've been talking about this for, you know, 3 or 4 years now.
Years now, yeah.
Yeah. Of the small baby steps that Disney has taken back to, for us, you know, legacy visitors.
Legacy pass holders.
Which is what Disney used to be. Mm-hmm. How we remember Disney, of the constant, you know, discounts on everything and the free dining that is offered all the time. And, you know, the amount of food that you can get with it. So a lot of people are just not not used to that. But I'm loving the fact that it's just one more thing we have finally gotten back.
The dining plan.
Yeah, the dining plan that we should have gotten back a long time ago.
Yeah.
So since you're a travel agent, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are people asking the questions, which is better, the 35% or the free dining? Or do they have a lot of questions about free dining since they've never done it before?
I think it depends a lot on their tickets. So one of the requirements for the free dining package is you have to have a minimum 4-day park hopper ticket.
Right.
So if you're an annual pass holder, that might not be the best value for you. Mm. If you are eligible to get military salute tickets, that might not be the best value for you. So it's just working with somebody or doing it yourself to look at all of the options and truly see what is going to be the best value for you to make sure that, you know, the dollars and pennies that you are spending at Walt Disney World are being stretched as far as they can. So a lot of it, I think, depends on, there's just a lot of variables and you have to be sure that you're looking at it from all angles. So like for us as pass holders, you know, we would have to pay for a 4-day park hopper ticket,
right,
that we're not going to use. And
but don't we have the option to sell that back?
So if your pass is eligible for renewal, this is what you and I have done in the past.
Yeah.
We used this offer while our pass was eligible for renewal. So it only works within that like 60 day or 30 days before and 30 days after window. And you have to work with the guest relations cast members to make sure that you're doing this properly. So you have to use the first day of your ticket and you have to apply it to your new upgraded pass or your new renewed pass before the end of your stay.
Okay. Makes sense.
Right. So like for us, if we did it at a time where our pass was not available for renewal, we would just be eating the 4-day park hopper cost. And at that point, we may as well just pay for the dining plan.
Might as well. Yeah.
We may be saving more with an annual pass holder room offer or the 35% off room offer than we would be spending to get free dining.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah. So again, you just have to look at it. Everyone's priorities are going to be different. Like maybe dining is not your priority.
Sure. Yeah.
And maybe saving money, or, you know, you plan to order groceries to your room for breakfast and you're going to take granola bars and Uncrustables into the park, and, you know, free dining may not be as worth it for you. It might be more worth it for you to save the 35% on your room. So,
and when it says that save up to 35%, that really just depends on which resort you stay at, correct, depending on what the percentage is going to be for the discount, right?
Yeah. It's usually, this is not like a hard and fast rule, but 35% for value resort, I mean, for deluxe resorts and deluxe villas, 20% for moderates, and 10 to 15% for values. So you got to spend more to save more.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
Yeah.
The dining plan is not the only change coming back to the parks in 2024. So as of January 9th, that was kind of the day that 2024 really started for Walt Disney World. Park hopping has returned with no restrictions, like no 2 p.m. restrictions. Park reservations are no longer required for date-based tickets, and the Disney Dining Plan is now available. So park reservations are still required for non-date-based tickets. For example, would be military salute tickets, student group tickets, sports and convention tickets, and annual pass holders.
Mm.
So when you're purchasing your Walt Disney World tickets, if they're in a package or you're purchasing them individually, if you have to select the day that your ticket is first valid, that is a date-based ticket and you will not need a reservation. But for, you know, us annual pass holders who can go any day, military salute tickets where you don't, it's just one flat fee, so you can use them any day, or start them on any day, stuff like that. You will still need a park reservation. Here's where it gets confusing.
Okay.
For annual pass holders, you will also have what's called good to go days. If you look on the park reservation calendar, they will be marked by a green circle around the date. On these good-to-go days, you will not need a park reservation at any of the four Walt Disney World theme parks. They're so far on the calendar about 4 to 5 weeks out. You can see about today is January the 12th, and we can see through the first week of February as how far out the good-to-go days are scheduled. Disney has said that once a day has been designated a good-to-go day, it cannot be, like, revoked. It cannot become not a good-to-go day.
Okay,
so if you see that a day is a good-to-go day, you don't have to keep checking.
Okay, all right.
So on good-to-go days, annual pass holders will not need a park reservation to enter any of the four Walt Disney World theme parks. On non-good-to-go days, annual pass holders will still be required to make a park reservation for their first park. However, they may now park hop to another park as soon as they'd like. They can scan in and they can go to the next one.
Turn right around and go where they want to go. Yeah.
Annual pass holders still will not be required to have a park reservation when visiting a park for the first time if it's after 2 p.m., unless they'd like to visit Magic Kingdom on a Saturday or Sunday if it's not a good-to-go day.
Mm.
So if it's a good-to-go day, you can go to whatever park you want all day long, doesn't matter. And then you can park hop whenever. On regular days, the not good-to-go days, if it's before 2 p.m., you will need a park reservation. If it's after 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, you can go to any park without a park reservation. But if it's on Saturday or Sunday, and it's not a good-to-go day, you will need a park reservation if you want to go to Magic Kingdom. Why do they make it so difficult?
I don't know. You know who I'm happy for? Cast members.
Yeah.
When you check in.
Yeah.
And they don't have to go through this whole process of, well, you don't have a park reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And try to explain that to guests because they just didn't know.
And honestly, if you're an annual pass holder, you should know better.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, you should know better. Yeah, at that point. But I'm very happy to see that you can just, if you're wanting to do a Walt Disney World vacation, just go.
Yeah. Just wake up and go to a park.
Just wake up and go. Buy a ticket for the day. I'm going to the parks.
Yeah. I can go to whatever park.
Exactly. I don't have to, you know, oh, well, does Saturday look good? Are there any spots open so that we can get... I'm just sorry. It was the dumbest thing ever, and it was strictly so that Disney could keep up with how many people are going to the parks. Mm-hmm. It was just another.
It was for their benefit. It did not benefit the guests.
It was simply data. That's all it was. Which you already know because they're scanning in anyway. You already knew how many people are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It was pointless. So it's gone. But now. When do annual pass holders, or when are they going to get that
freedom back?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's the big question, because I don't think the amount of annual pass holders outnumbers the regular guests that go to a Walt Disney World resort theme park. And plus, if there are no reservations, then what's the problem? Oh, I know what the problem is. I just thought of it. Capacity.
Uh-huh.
We know the parks are not back at full capacity. Disney has said they're not back at full capacity. Why? Again, we don't know. Disney has not told us why they haven't gone back to that and just let people come. Yeah, regular capacity, we understand, for Christmas, New Year, stuff like that. We get that. But just regular days? Come on. So, annual pass holders, I hope that the future is looking bright so that we don't have to do that anymore.
We mentioned park hopping. If you have a park hopper ticket or a ticket that has park hopping available on it, you can now, park hop as early and as often and whenever and wherever you'd like, including annual pass holders. On a day that annual pass holders do need a park reservation, you will need to scan into your first park before you can park hop. And, you know, we talked about park reservation, talked about park hopping, but this also affects Virtual Queue and Genie Plus.
Of course.
So here's what this means for virtual queues. You can now try for either Tron or Guardians, because before you had to have a park reservation in order to be eligible to join the virtual queue. So you're like, I really want to try Guardians. Oh, sold out. Let's try Tron. That's still open. Cool. We can get a Tron virtual queue. Yeah. We can just head to Magic Kingdom. You can try for either one and go to either park, but you cannot hold two virtual queues at once. So you do have to pick. For buses, for park hopping, they are not going to start from park to park until about 10 a.m. Oh, sorry. buses will not start between the parks until 10 a.m. So if you'd like to park hop before 10 a.m., you will need to find an alternate form of transportation, either the Skyliner, the monorail, Uber, Lyft, your own car, something like that, or wait until 10 a.m. when the buses start. And last but not least, Genie Plus. If your ticket type is not required to have a park pass reservation on that day, you can book any attraction you'd like at any park at any time. If your ticket type requires a theme park reservation, such as an annual pass holder on a non-good to go day, you will have to physically tap into the theme park where you made your reservation in order to unlock Genie Plus selections at theme parks other than your reserved park.
Oh, Disney.
So most guests, you can book Genie Plus reservations at any park, anytime throughout the day, not an issue. If you are on a ticket that does require you to make a reservation, you can book Genie Plus Lightning Lanes and Genie Plus and Lightning Lanes at your reserved park, starting, at 7 a.m. if you're eligible for that. And then once you scan into the park for the day, then you can start making Genie Plus and Lightning Lane reservations at other parks. So,
I just want to throw this out there. Is Disney doing this to annual pass holders to discourage them from being an annual pass holder?
No.
By making it more difficult.
I think they just think that they get it. Like, well, it won't be that difficult for annual pass holders. Like, they're annual pass holders. They visit frequently. Like, we can't make it this difficult for our normal guests or we'll scare people off. But if we do it for annual pass holders, like, they won't mind. They're our most loyal fans. Like, they'll put up with more. I think that's the rationale.
I don't know if it's good rationale.
I don't either.
I really don't. Because that discourages me from just wanting to go, because I still have to go through the trials and tribulations of just getting into the park and getting a virtual queue if it's available. I mean, that's just, golly.
My one last piece of news before I'm done here is that Rock and Roller Coaster is now currently closed for a lengthy refurbishment. Disney has not said when it will reopen. It is closed as far as we can see on the refurbishment calendar out right now. When it closed this time last year, it was closed for about 3 months. So you could probably reasonably expect it to be closed about that amount of time now. this year. I would expect it to be back open before the peak spring break crowds. But if you're headed to Hollywood Studios in the next couple months, Rock and Roller Coaster will be down, and you can probably expect that the line for Tower of Terror will be longer than seasonally it is.
The thing is, and I already saw this when it closed, and everybody started saying, it's changing. Aerosmith is gone.
Every year.
Every single time. That is not the case.
No.
That has never been the case. And people were like, put Powerline in there. Put this band in there. To do this, do this. It's not changing anytime soon. It's going to be Aerosmith. If there's anything that they would need to do is to update the pre-show. Those guys are not the same age that they were when they recorded that.
Right. Nowhere near it.
Right.
Nowhere yes. near it. That's what really needs to happen with Rock and Roller Coaster. It doesn't need a new band. Just update it. That's all you need to do. I just don't know if Steven Tyler is willing to do it. He was there back in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Saw some pictures of him there at the attraction. I guess maybe just, you know, their vacation. Why not go on an attraction named after our band? Yeah, sure. I wonder if he looked at it and said, oh, wow, this is pretty old.
I don't look like that anymore.
Yeah, I don't look like that. I don't even sound like that anymore. I mean, heck, I don't sound the same that I did, you know, 20 years ago. Neither does he.
Right.
So, yeah, just update that pre-show area and let it go. Just let it be because it's a great attraction. I'm excited to get on it again. When does it open back up? Spring break?
Yeah, so it okay. Currently, as far out as the refurbishment calendar goes for Disney, it's closed.
Okay.
All right. No reopening date yet.
It's always been a nice, smooth ride. I'm sure they'll keep it that way. That way, when we go with our my niece... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she'll get on it again.
She'll get on it again. Now, she did not want to get on the first time. I mean, she refused to get on the first time, and we kind of lied to her. Oh, no, it doesn't go upside down or anything else like that. But we knew, you know, as soon as she gets on, she's going to love it. And she did. They went right back on right after we were done.
She got off. She goes, you lied to me. She was like 8, maybe.
Yeah.
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 Around you there. Lied to me.
Yeah, she's coming with us for her 16th birthday
yep.
this year, which is going to be pretty cool. All right. Thank you, Nicole. Good stuff to start 2024 off. A lot of changes. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's talk about sponsors real quick. MagicallyScented.com. The Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company. 2024 is probably going to be a fantastic year for them. And since it is winter, you're going to be staying inside probably a lot more. Mm. A lot of the country's going to be snowed in here in the next few days. There's a huge storm. But you want your house smelling good. You want your office smelling good. You want your vehicle smelling good. Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company over at MagicallyScented.com is the choice that you can make in order to do all of that. They got some fantastic smells from the Walt Disney World Resort, Universal, and a whole lot more, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's... When you close your eyes, if you're in anywhere on Disney property, whether you're at your hotel, you're in a theme park, you're on an attraction, and you whatever you smell that reminds you of Disney, takes you back, you can find it and take it home with you from Three Cheeky Chicks.
I'm trying to imagine what the Weasley's house smells like.
I feel like to me that's like, I mean, you can click on it and see, but to me I feel like it's like cinnamon and like very cozy. Let's see if I was anything. Oh, pumpkin and apple.
Yep. Pumpkin and sweet apple.
Cinnamon and clove, vanilla, musk, ginger, and sandalwood. Okay, wow. I was right. Like the like spicy, cozy. Yeah, that's definitely Weasley's house to me.
I think probably this one might be one of my favorites because I love the Polynesian Village Resort so much.
Well, no, this is Harry Potter.
The Polyjuice Potion?
Yeah.
This is Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, remember well, just when, I'm just going
to mute myself. When Hermione uses the Polyjuice Potion and there was a cat hair in it, from Filch's cat. She turns into a cat. Remember what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, you got to watch the movies again.
Oh, no, I don't. Doesn't so have to good. Happen.
I need to do a reread of the books.
Reread of the books, that's probably a good idea.
It's been a good while. I need to do it again.
But you got the candles, you got the wax melts, you've got the diffuser oils as well. Mm. A lot of fantastic things that you can check out over at magicallyscented.com. Look at them today and get yourself something. Make your house, your office, and your car smell fantastic.
Tag us. Tag us in what you order.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us know. Post it and tag us and let us see.
We're going to take a break with some music. When we come back, more updates from the Walt Disney World Resort here on DW60. Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com.
You're listening to DW60.
Jeff Nicole back with you once again, DW60 on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. Hope you're having a great Friday morning as we get ready for the weekend. A lot of you throughout the U.S. are going to be dealing with either bad thunderstorms or a lot of snow. Nicole was just telling me her parents are supposed to get the snow up in Seattle.
And next week on Wednesday, yeah, we are predicted to have a low of 18 degrees.
18 degrees. That's cold for South Mississippi.
And now it says 16.
Oh, it's dropping by the minute. Okay.
Fabulous.
That's great. Wanted to mention to you guys, we mentioned it earlier in the show about the Festival of Food mobile app. It is where that you can take pictures of some of the food that you enjoy at the World Showcase, at one of the, you know, different festivals that they have there at Epcot throughout the year. Now, you can take a picture of the food, and you can give your opinion of it. You can give it, I think, like a 1 or a 10 or something like that, and you can put the cost on there to let people know. And as more people enter stuff, you know, it's really good to get a good gauge on what you do and you do not want to try when you're visiting these festivals and getting to try these different food booths around the World Showcase. So you can download this on, like I said before, Apple or Android devices, and it's just a great tool for your upcoming vacation. And they've already started putting stuff on here for the 2024 Festival of the Arts, like the grilled Moroccan spiced lamb. Yum. That already sounds good with carrot chickpea salad and garlic aioli. That sounds good.
Yum.
Yeah. There's not any pictures of it yet because, well, it hasn't started yet. But things are already starting to pop up that you can go ahead and input on the Festival of Food mobile app. So definitely check that out today. Real quick recap of what we talked about during our first segment of the show. What do you got?
It's changing.
It's changing.
Whatever okay. you think I'm talking about at the parks, it's changing.
Okay.
Park reservations, no more. For most guests, specific ticket types will still require park reservation. The dining plan is coming back or is back. And park hopping, the park hopping restrictions have been lifted. So what the Disney you were used to between 2020 and 2023, a lot has changed. It's best to, you know, listen to our show, make sure you're staying up to date, work with a travel agent, or make sure, you know, you're finding your favorite influencer, social media person to make sure that they're giving you, one, accurate news, and two, that you're, you know, keeping up to date with everything. Make sure you have the best trip available. And then we went over the items on the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine menu, and we went over all the new items at the Epcot Festival of the Arts this year.
Lots of stuff to start the show. Wow.
Yeah.
Soak all that in for a second. All right. So since you mentioned 2023, we normally don't do a year recap on the show. Because everybody else does it, and it's a lot to try and put together, and we already have to do enough. But you know, a couple of key things that happened in 2023. We saw the return of the Walt Disney World Railroad at the Magic Kingdom. That was, you know, big because a lot of people were waiting on that. Splash Mountain closed down to transform into Tiana's Bayou Adventure at the Magic Kingdom. We saw, finally, after, what, 5 years, Tron Light Cycle Run at the Magic Kingdom open. Mm-hmm. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, opened up. Luminous, The Journey of Us, recently just started at Epcot. Also, installation of the Hatbox Ghost at the Magic Kingdom at the Haunted Mansion. So quite a few things have happened. And the return also of Happily Ever After at the Magic Kingdom, which a lot of people were really happy about when the 50th anniversary stopped. But that, you know, kind of brings up the question as to what are we looking for to happen in 2024? So I wanted to go over some of these things. So as I mentioned before, Tiana's Bayou Adventure expected to open by the end of 2024. So I'm thinking probably holiday season.
Yeah, I was going to say... Yeah. October 1st, possibly.
Yeah, probably so. The brand new Vacation Club Tower is over at the Polynesian Village Resort, is expected to be completed in 2024, but there hasn't been any announcements so far as to what a time period is going to be for that to open up, but we are expecting that to happen. We will finally, folks, see the completion of construction at Epcot in 2024 when they complete Communicore Hall and Plaza. Thank goodness. That is finally going to happen.
I believe I want to see it.
You know, the Cake Bake Shop. We don't talk about this a lot, but it is replacing the old ESPN Club space over at Disney's Boardwalk Resort. That is expected to open this year. New destinations coming to Star Tours over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I did not see this coming. I did not expect this. I thought Star Tours was a little bit of an afterthought with the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Not a lot of people really just kind of make it over there. So I think this is a brand new way to, you know, reintroduce this attraction to a lot of people who have not experienced it before, or maybe just didn't know about it because all they know is, well, I want to go to Galaxy's Edge. I want to do this. I want to make a lightsaber. I want to do a droid.
Yeah.
Rise of Resistance and everything else. Do not rule out going on Star Tours. It is a fantastic attraction. It's been there for many years, but it has gotten a lot of great updates over the years. So with new destinations coming, I think it's going to be just as fun. Can't wait to see those. Disney Vacation Club is going to be offering the cabins at Fort Wilderness Resort in 2024. Which replaced the current cabins. We talked about that towards the end of 2023.
Maybe we can buy one.
Right. No details right now have been announced, but Disney is considering options. And this is interesting. To allow advanced reservation booking for certain Genie Plus and individual Lightning Lane attractions in 2024. How much is this going to change the game when planning your vacation to Walt Disney World?
Well, so remember the old FastPass Plus? When you got to the park for the day, say you didn't want to get up and rope drop, you knew when you got there that you had at least 3 Lightning or Fast Pass reservations, right? Like you had those when you got there for the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
You weren't worried about getting to the park, you know, scanning in first so that you can be there first to pick your rides. And no, you can just no 120 minute rule. You had them before you got there. You knew that. You know, if it was Christmas Day or what it was, you had those 3 rides at least that you could get on. And I think that will help a lot of families and maybe larger groups feel less pressure when it comes to Genie Plus or making sure that they are like squeezing every ounce out of their day.
Yeah.
You know, they can go in and be like, okay, we know at least we're going to do this. We've already got this done. So hopefully that's helpful. We'll see what Disney actually does with it.
Long as I don't have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning or any time earlier than that to do stuff like that, it wouldn't make me happy. So
it'll be me doing it.
It'll be changing the game. Yeah. Also, Country Bear Jamboree is going to be getting some brand new songs added and a new act in 2024. I'm going to be talking about Country Bears in just a little while on an update with that. Also, Test Track, what they're calling 3.0, is right now in development. And it kind of pays tribute to the old World of Motion attraction from back in the Epcot Center days. I'm really excited about this because World of Motion was one of my favorite attractions back when it was open.
Yeah.
Always loved it. So for them to incorporate that into an all-new Test Track experience, I think is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's
kind of a meshing of the two worlds.
I was gonna say, we've been asking.
You know. Yeah.
Please, vintage Epcot. Please, original Epcot.
Yeah. Makes sense, because people loved it. Not that nobody loved Test Track. It has been a fantastic attraction, and we love it every single time we get on it. But to have the two come together, I think it's going to be fantastic. There's going to be a new Pirates-themed lounge that is going to be coming to Adventureland over at the Magic Kingdom. We don't have a timeline as to when that's going to be happening or when refurbishment's going to happen, construction, opening, or anything else. But 2024 may be the year for it, so we'll see what happens. So at Destination D23... Disney talked about a lot more of their blue sky ideas about expanding the Magic Kingdom beyond Thunder Mountain, development of land based on tropical Americas with theming and attractions based on Encanto, Indiana Jones to reimagine Dinoland USA over the Animal Kingdom. We don't have a timeline on that, nothing to announce on it. What we're waiting for is the D23 Expo. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that they're not blue sky announcements. We want something that is concrete. That's what we're hoping for in 2024. Whether that's going to happen, we'll just have to wait and see. A brand new show in development for the Tree of Life at Disney's Animal Kingdom based on Zootopia. I still don't quite understand the location they're putting this in. The attraction for A Bug's Life, it just fit. You're underneath a tree with the bugs. The show's great. I don't know. Zootopia just got, maybe they'll just have to retheme it, the queue and everything else. I don't know. It's just kind of weird, but still exciting at the same time. Zootopia is a fantastic film, and I'm excited to see more implementation of Zootopia into Disney's Animal Kingdom. So it's going to be great. The Little Mermaid, a musical adventure, is in development to debut in the fall of 2024 at Disney's Hollywood Studios. They're in the Animation Courtyard. It's the previous home of where they had Voyage of the Little Mermaid, so a lot of people are going to be very excited about that. Also, Disney Vacation Club is going to build an additional member lounge in 2024, but we don't have a location. We don't have a timeline. It's going to go somewhere, though.
Makes me think it's coming to an area that is not yet
finished,
available, or exists.
Could be. So that's the short list of what 2024 could look like for the Walt Disney World Resort. When it comes to Disneyland, I don't know. We'll have to take a look at that and see what's going on. Because there's been a lot of things happening at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. They just recently did Magic Key sales, and then they shut it down in 24 hours.
Yep, they sold out.
Yeah, I mean, it was just done. So, and they're still dealing with park reservations over there.
Yes, and park hopping, but they can park hop at 11 a.m.
So it's weird. I don't quite understand what's going on at Disneyland. I feel bad for those guys.
I don't know.
Kind of difficult.
It is. It's a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm sure they'll get there.
You ever heard of Dry January before?
Yeah.
Well, if you're participating in Dry January and you're going to be visiting Walt Disney World Resort, some of the venues around the resort.
I have a glass of wine.
You do. Venues around the resort are going to be sharing some of the details of their alcohol-free options. If you want to try those out. Over at Space 220, they'll have what's called Moon Rocks. It's coconut, blue cotton, candy syrup, lemonade, moon dust, and moon rocks served in a collectible cup.
I like that.
Summer House on the Lake, Disney Springs, which is now open. Name of the drink is called Waitlist. It's sparkling rose lemonade, elderflower, and lemon. Also, the Pineapple Kick, which is pineapple, orange, and jalapeno agave.
Yum.
Interesting. At Planet Hollywood, they've got the Practical Magic, which is pineapple and orange juices, fresh lemon and lime juices, and grenadine.
Grenadine.
Okay.
Yum.
Let's see. The Edison. This is called Smoke and Mirrors. Ooh. It is pineapple juice, lemon juice, lime juice, and what is that?
Orgeat?
Not sure what that is.
It's a cooling drink made from orange flower, water, barley, or almonds.
Okay, that's a...
Oh, it's almond.
Longer description it's I thought it would be.
It's almond flavoring.
Almond flavor, okay. Why don't you just put that?
Yeah.
Just put that.
It's got to be fancy.
Yeah, of course. Especially the Edison.
Yeah.
January being... Dry January, as they call it. I never hear a lot about this, but the fact that there are places around Walt Disney World doing this, I think is fantastic. And you should definitely check them out. Real quick before I get to the rest of the news, congratulations to all of the marathon weekend participants. I know most of the races went just fine. There was one race that had to be literally cut in half because there was very, very bad weather on the way.
Yeah, the half marathon.
Yeah.
Only ran half of a half.
The half of the half marathon.
Hey, but they still had to pay for a full half marathon.
Yeah, there's no way that Disney can predetermine things like, you know, weather. Especially right. That intense of the weather that they had. Because, trust me, the same storm came through here. And it was bad.
It was.
It was really bad.
It was.
But, you know, you still got your medal. And a lot of people, after the half marathon, went back to their resorts and went to the gym and finished the marathon on a treadmill. Or did some walking around the resort and stuff like that. Because a lot of people said as soon as they got done running, here came the weather. So I'm glad that a lot of them were able to finish. You know, that's what they trained for, and they got their medal and everything. But congratulations to everybody for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. Disneyland is this weekend, correct?
Correct,
yeah.
Yes.
So good luck to all of you.
Is back at Disneyland for the first time in many years.
That's crazy. All right, over at the, we did mention the Country Bear Jamboree a little while ago. But Disney did announce that the Grizzly Hall, home of the Country Bear Jamboree, is going to be closing down on January the 27th. So that means you have until the 26th to see this. If you go on the 27th, it's already going to be closed. So make sure you get there before the 26th, because this is going to be making way for the brand new Country Bear musical Jamboree debuting this summer at the Walt Disney World. So
an Nashville Opry style show.
That's going to be interesting. I have not seen the Country Bears in forever. Forever. Still a good show, though. And I'm excited about the new one. Nicole did talk about the Epcot International Festival of the Arts running January 12th through February the 19th. Of course, you've got the culinary visual performing arts with food and beverage kiosks called Food Studios. Art displays from chalk creations to those that can walk into for photographs and just a whole lot of other fantastic things that are going to be going on. Also, acts like art-defying gravity on the World Showcase Plaza stage.
Ooh.
What is that?
I don't know.
That sounds really cool. I really like the sound of that.
I will report back.
And of course, we heard we talked a little bit about some of the food stuff with the foodie guide that was released by Disney Parks blog, so that was fantastic. Tutto Italia Ristorante, hope I said that right, at Epcot has raised its annual pass holder discount to 20%.
Love that.
Through March the 31st. Now, the offer applies to regularly priced food and non-alcoholic beverages. Beginning on April the 1st, the AP discount is going to return to 10% and run until the end of the year, exempting certain holidays and special events and drinking packages and stuff like that. So, I have never eaten there. Have you eaten there?
I have not. We usually go to Via Napoli.
I haven't been to Via Napoli in a long time either.
I haven't been to Via Napoli since like 2018.
I think it's been longer for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, because you haven't been with me.
Yeah, I haven't been with you, so that's
very long.
That's prior to like 2015. That was the last time I was in there. Although the pizza was really good, I must say. And I'm not the biggest pizza fan, but their pizza was phenomenal. I really enjoyed it. Over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, newest location to offer Disney PhotoPass services, Capture Your Moment personalized 20-minute photo sessions will be Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, I love that.
Each Capture Your Moment photo session is $99 and can include up to 8 guests, but the photos themselves are not included with the price of a session. Photos can be purchased individually or downloaded at no additional cost with a Disney Photo Pass entitlement such as Memory Maker or Memory Maker 1 Day, as well as qualifying annual pass holders with a Disney Photo Pass download benefit. So bookings are going to open up on January the 17th with sessions offered daily during regular park hours starting on January the 24th. Your bookings can be made up to 60 days in advance and advanced reservations are strongly recommended. There are a limited number of same-day reservations that may be available in the My Disney Experience app. Now, while the photo session does include personalized attention from a photographer in scenic locations of the land and possibly some props to pose with, it does not provide admission to attractions, folks, or places like Oga's Cantina or Savi's Workshop.
I want to take photos in the Stormtrooper room.
The Stormtrooper room.
Yeah, on Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, that? Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Okay, now you were a little more specific, because I was like, there's a Stormtrooper room I haven't seen before.
Yes.
That would be cool. I mean, you can take photos. You just have to do it really fast.
Yeah, they don't. You got to hurry along.
Yeah,
hurry
yeah. Along. Move along. I do remember the last time I was on that attraction, I kind of lagged behind a little bit and got like, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 seconds of being in that room by myself. That's because everybody cool. had kept on going. And I just kind of stood there. You were off doing your training at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was by myself.
I was like, where was that?
Yeah. And I just kind of stood there for about 5 to 10 seconds. And there was just me in there. Nobody else. No other cast member and nobody pushing me along. It was just me. And then I kind of hurried up. But then the cast member, one of the Imperial guards up there, saw me, you know, kind of lagging behind. And he just kind of stood there with this smug look on his face, like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Well, and like, their job is to not be nice, but they get it.
Oh, yeah, they get it. Yeah, they totally get it. You just want that, just that little bit of time. Just that little bit of time. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a birthday. And then we're going to close out the show.
Wrap up the first show of the year.
That's right. We'll be right back here on DW60.
Check out the sound.
Yeah. I like this.
Love the music.
Great music.
All the time.
All the time.
Sizz.
Everybody say.
Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Time for birthdays here on DW60. Now, this is a belated birthday shout out because this person sent in their birthday email while we were on break, but we didn't want to forget about you.
No.
That's the thing. Did not want to forget about you at all. So the email came from Troy. He said, "Hi, Jeff and Nicole. I have a birthday wish. My birthday is on December 29th.
Well, happy
My name
birthday.
Is Troy.
Hi, so, Troy.
Troy.
Happy birthday.
Sorry we were not able to get to your birthday around the time that it happened during the holidays, but I hope that you had a fantastic birthday and that you had a great holiday season and new year and everything else. I think today is the official day that you can no longer say Happy New Year, isn't it? Like, for like the first week and a half or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I stopped saying it after like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, something like that. But Happy New Year to you, Troy. Hope it was a fantastic birthday. Hey, if you've got a birthday that you want to give a shout out to somebody here on the show, maybe it's a family member or a friend of yours even. It doesn't even have to be a family member. If it's a friend of yours and you want to give them a shout out here on the show, you can send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. You can also give us a call. Leave us a voicemail about their birthday. You can call 408-909-3960. That's 408-909-3960. So for anybody out there who is celebrating a birthday like Troy did, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to sing.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to all those people out there. That brings us to the end of the show for show 2024, season 19. 19 of DW60.
Wow.
What does that feel like?
What does it feel like? Ask me this time next year in 2025, and I'll give you a real answer. Yeah, because that's going to be 20 years of the show, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, I think we kind of need to do that. To start the 20th season of DW60, I think we need to do something special.
I don't know. Do we need like a group cruise?
That's an idea. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
You got any ideas, you need to contact us. This is how you can do it.
You can find us. Sorry. I thought you were like going to continue on.
No.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us live chatting during the show on Friday mornings when it airs on Sorcerer Radio over in the Sorcerer Radio Discord page. We are on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. And like Jeff mentioned, if you want to send us an email, you can send it to DW60@srsounds.com. Or leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text message on our number at 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60.
Speaking of Patreon, a big hello and welcome to the Patreon family goes out to Kristen H., who became a Patreon member over the holiday season.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
Wow, that was fantastic. I hope that you enjoy being a Patreon member, and we encourage you to be a Patreon member as well, because got a lot of great things for coming up for Patreon this year, so it's going to be fantastic. Podcast will be out after the weekend. I'm going to be out of town for the weekend, so probably on Tuesday next week. Podcast version of the show is going to be out. Replay tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sorcerer Radio for you listeners out there. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com.
And I hope you have a hot dog day.